Now to the Olympics. The U.S. men's hockey team beat Slovakia 2-1 today. The Americans take on the Russians tomorrow. On the ice for the U.S. is the first African-American to play Olympic hockey. Jordan Greenway grew up in Canton, New York, a small town minutes from the Canadian border. As North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports, family and friends are cheering him on.
Hockey is a big deal in Canton, New York. So when one of their own makes it to the Olympics, people get psyched. The local hockey program made a video for Jordan Greenway.
Head coach of the Canton 11 U Blades, and we just want to wish you luck in the Olympics, and we're proud of you. Go Team USA.
Greenway and his brother JD grew up like many little kids here, strapping on skates by the time they were three. Sharon Sullivan is Jordan's grandmother. She helped her daughter Shannon Sullivan raise him as a single mother.
The minute they could go on skates, they started playing hockey, and he's been in that sport and loved it ever since.
Greenway became a fixture in the tight-knit hockey community.
You know, we played pond hockey. Ever since he could skate, you know, we brought him out on the rink and played.
Brandon Sullivan is Jordan's uncle. He says Jordan's mother, who's white, instilled pride in Jordan's African-American background in a mostly white environment.
His mom, you know, taught him that it would be a little different, you know, but yeah, they never really had any problems being, you know, the only African-Americans around here.
Eventually, Jordan wanted to take his game to the next level. When he was 13, Sharon Sullivan says, he went to one of the country's top boarding schools for hockey in Minnesota.
I was a little skeptical of him going, you know, being so far away and that, but it helped him, you know, further his career.
He went on to join Boston University's program, and in 2015 was drafted by the NHL's Minnesota Wild. But Greenway stayed at BU and remained eligible as an amateur for the Olympics. Greenway told NBC Boston he didn't expect to make it onto Team USA this quickly, and he certainly didn't expect to be the first African-American hockey player in U.S. Olympics history.
I'm happy I am the first. You know, I hope I'm the first of many. I don't think a lot of African-Americans play hockey, you know, at a high level, so just, you know, trying to get more of those kids to try and go out and do something different.
Greenway's been thrust into the spotlight in Pyeongchang, fielding interview after interview. And not just because of his race. He's also one of the biggest players on the team at 6'5".
He had a lot of stress at the beginning, but I think he's enjoying talking to everybody to help, you know, other people and African Americans get out there and do the same that he's doing.
His grandmother, Sharon Sullivan, says Jordan Greenway is looking forward to coming home to share his experience with younger players. But for now, Sullivan will be up watching every tournament hockey game as her grandson plays in Korea.
He just makes me happy. I have goosebumps knowing that he's over there in the Olympics, you know, and he's always wanted to do this, and he's done it.
For Here and Now, I'm David Summerstein in Canton, New York.